sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, March 14th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Dr. Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of stories from Lansing. History lesson in hour two with Pastor Chatfield. Got a great day lined up. 65 degrees at 5 o'clock tonight when you get off work. That's what they're forecasting for our area, Antrim County. Other temperatures around the area, all higher than yesterday, anywhere from 10 to 15 degrees. So it's a great Friday. Get out and enjoy the weather. It stays lighter longer. Enjoy it. Get some things done. Man, spring is coming. And of course, Tiger baseball. Very, very excited about the team this year. Everybody's healthy. Everybody is competing for a spot on the roster. We're excited, looking forward to it. One of the things happening in Lansing yesterday was a joint press conference. Republican House-sponsored bills came out, did a press conference. Complete package of bills. We're going to talk about that in the third hour. Also, in a head-to-head survey for the open U.S. Senate seat, well, former gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon and Mike Rogers, who just ran and lost to Elisa Slotkin, 40% for Tudor Dixon, 36% for Mike Rogers. The final 24% are undecided or waiting for another candidate to get into the race. This, according to a pollster for Donald Trump back in 2016 and 2024. This opinion, very interesting, because 600 likely Michigan Republican primary voters were asked February 17th through the 19th, which opponent would you like to see on the ballot in November of 2026? Also, they looked at favorability versus unfavorability. Tudor Dixon gaining 17 points on a previous poll during the month of February, huge astronomical jump, according to Tony Fabrizi, who was the pollster who conducted it. His company showed that both candidates basically enjoy the same favorability numbers with Republicans. Both of them are favored at 57% when it came to the more higher level, very favorable 31% for Dixon, only 23% for Rogers. Rogers lost the U.S. Senate seat in 2024, even though he has more name ID than Dixon. Dixon appears to be very strong among Trump voters. Even though Trump endorsed Rogers for the Senate seat last year, it appears his gubernatorial endorsed candidate, Tudor Dixon, would beat him in a primary. Very interesting story. Lots more of it today. Interviews, discussion. Get some more coffee. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this absolutely fantastic Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. Want to mention our sponsor over at Northern Michigan RV, Tony and his team. They still have their any show deal. We will beat absolutely any show deal you see out there at other trailer shows, camper shows, specials, anything you see out there. After you find something you like, you got a number on it, go see Tony and his team. They will meet or beat any deal. They also do not charge any of the fake fees, such as destination, document prep fees, dealer prep, storage fees. None of that happens at Northern Michigan RV. So be sure to check them out online, northernmichiganrv.com. They have a special in-visit pot of gold. Go over to Northern Michigan RV. They have a St. Patrick's Day pot of gold there. All you have to do is guess how many pieces of gold pieces are in the pot, and you'll win it. The winner will be announced close of the business day on St. Patrick's Day. That, of course, is this coming Monday. So get over there today, check out their inventory, take a look at the St. Patrick's Day gold pot. Guess how many coins are in it? You could possibly win it this coming Monday. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. One of the other possibilities, looking at this poll, Rogers has hired Trump co-campaign manager Chris Lacida to serve as a senior advisor for his 2026 run. This being reported by Axios. Meanwhile, Dixon is testing the political waters for a possible reboot of her 2022 gubernatorial effort or this Senate contest. Both seats will draw a crowded field in the respective primary election. And honestly, Tudor, you had your chance against Whitmer for governor. Not really interested in a reboot of your governor's race. If you're going to run for something, run for the U.S. Senate. Cannot support you to be governor. Been there, done that, not interested. On the Democrat side, though, it's pretty interesting. 6'9", Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Standing tall for Michigan is his campaign slogan. Out in Flint, Michigan. Shaking hands, introducing himself, answered questions at the Flint Farmers Market in an effort to tout his qualifications to replace the current boss, Gretchen Whitmer. Although Gilchrist had been encouraged to run for Detroit's mayor's race or the open U.S. Senate seat, he chose the governor's race because he claims it's where he's supposed to be. This is about the place where I think I can serve best, where I'm the best suited, where my skills as an engineer and problem solver has best prepared me to be the next governor of Michigan. Dozens of merchants and market shoppers stopped by to speak with Gilchrist. Additionally, Alberto Alabar of Steady Eddie's Veggies said that not many people knew his name. When Gilchrist introduced himself, he wasn't even sure who he was. But he has to admit, he does not follow politics. Both he and patron Christina Catron said they are not impressed by politicians due to broken promises during the Flint water crisis, which affected both of their families. Kind of an interesting place to campaign. But Catron said when the lights went off, nothing really happened. Nobody really did anything to get things done for Flint residents. However, Catron said she loves Governor Gretchen Whitmer. and holds former Governor Rick Snyder and his administration and the prior local city Flint officials to blame for the water crisis. When talking about Whitmer, she said, in my head, she's my cousin. What about Gilchrist? She said, I will definitely vote for him. Along with Gilchrist were two local pastors and the Flint City Council president, Liddell Lewis. When asked where Gilchrist supporters were, a spokesperson said, they're in the crowd. The spokesperson said today was about Gilchrist getting to know small business owners and talking with the local community. Well, after meeting with the patrons, Gilchrist spoke to the media, saying what he loves about farmers markets, it's a way that you can wrap up so many values that matter. Eating healthy, living healthy is a foundation of my campaign. He went on to say it's also a perfect example of wealth. These farmers are building their dreams and building wealth within the community. This is one of the most gathering places in Flint and mid-Michigan. I want everyone to know I'm running for governor of Michigan because I want everyone to feel they belong here. I want everyone to know that they can be their best here. Gilchrist said of the candidates currently in the race, he's the only one to have been to all 83 counties in Michigan three times or more, getting to know Michigan citizens from those living in manufactured homes to small apartments to big lakeshore properties. I hear what they're excited about. I hear what they're anxious about. And I also realize what they're fearful about. As governor of Michigan, I can make progress on things that matter, like housing. There are people in Michigan who matter today and will matter tomorrow. I'm going to see them where they live and where they are. Well, in addition to Gilchrist, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson are seeking the Democratic nomination. On the Republican side, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt kicked off his campaign. Former Attorney General Mike Cox is in the midst of an exploratory committee. Truck driver and Texas native Anthony Hudson, who said on his website he fell in love with Michigan, being the fact that he is a native Texan, is also running. Longtime Democrat Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is running as an independent. Of course, Whitmer cannot seek another term under the state constitution, and the next governor will be sworn in on January 1st, 2027. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see where this all goes, how this plays out. Others are still looking at the possibility of getting into one or the other races. Governor, U.S. Senate, former gubernatorial candidate Kevin Rinke, former Speaker of the House Tom Leonard, and others are considering running. So we'll see where this all shakes out. One of the bills that is being considered in Lansing dealt with what the House did yesterday when they passed two bills that end the sunset on sales and use tax exemption for firearm safety devices. The exemptions were created. It was meant to expire at the end of 2024 with regards of the safe storage legislation. That, of course, requires locks and gun safes to be used to store firearms whenever a minor is likely to be present. Well, according to the bill's sponsors, this is an attempt to make the sales and use tax exemptions permanent. Two bills, House Bills 4025 and 4026, sponsored by Democrat Natalie Price of Berkeley and Republican Brad Paquette of Niles. This is a straightforward, common sense package of bills. It encourages safe and responsible gun ownership while making our community safer by removing one small financial barrier, Price said on the House floor. Well, the first bill passed 96 to 11. Second bill passed 95 to 12. Kind of interesting, some of the people voting against it. A couple of Democrats and a few Republicans as well. Steve Cara, James DeSana, Joseph Fox, Mike Hoadley, Matt Maddock, Josh Shriver, Jamie Thompson, and Jason Woolford of Howell. They joined three Democrats in voting against it. One of the people voting no, Dylan Wegla of Garden City, he said, it's a death by a thousand cuts. We reduce taxes, $5 million here, $10 million there. It all adds up. Wegler says this cut in revenue to Lansing is basically a no vote for him going forward. Another Democrat, Kerry Renegans, a communist from Ann Arbor, said, we're in favor of extending the sunset, but now it's going to be a forever tax break. These are things that should be covered by a responsible gun owner without avoiding taxes on their purchases. She also had the argument that new requirements created under gun safety bills from last term would be more easily implemented with more policy like tax exemption already built into the bills. The main reason we did it, though, was having gun owners having to go out and make the initial purchase of locks or safes. It wasn't meant to be a permanent, ongoing situation. It's simply part of being a responsible gun owner. Well, evidently, the majority of state reps disagreed with her and overwhelmingly passed this 96 to 11 on one bill, 95 to 12 on the other. So at least you don't have to pay taxes on things being mandated to you regarding the safe storage laws. Family Hour News Break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that have